A Ghost's Guide to London Christmas Special, Part 2.
Ah! We've arrived. Just outside number 50, Berkeley Square.
But that's rumoured to be the most haunted house in London.
Rumoured? It is the most haunted house in London. Come on, we're late for Christmas. Let's ring the bell.
Jeffy, darling, wonderful to see you.
Hello, Mother. Wonderful to see you, too. This is my friend,
Lucy.
Yes, of course. Lucy.
Marvellous. Welcome, Lucy. Do come in and meet everyone. Can I have your attention, please? Everyone, this is Jeffy's friend, Lucy.
Hello.
Lucy, this is Uncle Bertie.
Delighted to meet you.
This is Auntie Trissy.
Charmed, I'm sure.
And this is Father Christmas. Oh, wow.
Ho, ho, ho. I know. It takes a bit of getting used to, but here I am. A warm welcome to you, young lady. Please do take a seat.
Okay. Thanks.
Now that we're all here, I have something very important to tell you. Lucy no longer believes in the magic of Christmas.
No, I've never heard of such a thing. Lucy, you must tell us why.
Well, I see the commercialism of... Are you really Father Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho. Of course I'm real. How else would all the children get their presents on Christmas morning?
I've got an idea. Let's show Lucy what Christmas means to us. Auntie Trissy, you go first. Why don't you tell us why you believe in the magic of Christmas?
Well, I love all the delicious food. The smell of chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Dozens of mince pies. Roast turkey surrounded by pigs in blankets. And roast potatoes hot and hissing from the oven. Christmas pudding covered with brandy and then set on fire. And the Brussels sprouts. Yummy.
Yummy. Yummy.
So, Uncle Bertie, what about you?
I always dream of a white Christmas. Giant snowmen with carrots for noses, collecting holly and ivy on winter walks, decorating the Christmas tree with baubles and fairy lights, advent calendars, and of course, kissing people under the mistletoe, preferably with a warm glass of mulled wine.
What about you, Father Christmas?
Well, what do you think? Presents, of course. I spend all year making them. Then I give them to the children. And as long as they've written me a nice letter, I always make sure that they get exactly what they asked for. In a stocking, by the fireplace, and with a tangerine. My favourite part about Christmas, though, I absolutely love Christmas crackers.
So how about you, Mother? What do you love about Christmas?
Well, I love having all my family close. It's so special at this time of year. And I love the sound of Christmas. The jingle of bells, the noise the wrapping paper makes as an excited child tears open their present. And carol singing, which just fills me with joy. Oh, come on, everybody, let's sing one now. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
So, Lucy, do you still feel the same way about Christmas? Or have we shown you that Christmas is about sharing and giving, and really not about you, but about other people?
You know, I haven't really thought about it like that. You're right. Of course, you're right. A little overindulgence isn't the worst thing in the world, as long as you're considerate to others. This year, I'm going to give some money to charity and then go and see my old mum, and we'll have the most magical Christmas ever.
Bravo!
Hey, how delightful!
I think my work here is done. Now, it's time to take you home, Lucy. Here, take my hand.
Goodbye, everyone. It's been wonderful to meet you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Lucy.
Bye. Yeah.
Goodbye, Lucy. It's been a pleasure.
Goodbye, Jeffy. And thank you. Have a great Christmas.
Well, that was fun.
Ho, ho, ho. I should say so.
Dad, thank you. You were amazing. Totally fooled her. I can't believe she thought you were real. I guess you can take off that Father Christmas fancy dress costume now.
Ho, ho, ho. Actually, I think I might keep it on. I think it rather suits me. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And a Merry Christmas to you, too.